Good afternoon, y'all. My name's Makai. This is my second podcast. I have three guests today. They will introduce themselves individually.
Oh, what's up? What's up? Hey, I'm Janae.
I'm Bianca.
My name's Asia. Nice to meet you.
And today we will be talking about true love. Is it real? Is it not real?
You know, Makai, that is such a hard question. Is true love real? So I feel like for us to answer that question, we have to find out, what does love mean?
Okay. What does love mean to you?
Okay, that's a good question. Okay. love is a feeling. You know, I feel like love is a feeling. And the reason why I say this, let me back y'all up with some proof. Facts. Tea. It's good. Okay. So, when my parents, I feel like love is a feeling. So, when my parents were younger, they were in love. You know, they met when they were in high school, or when my mom was in high school. My dad already graduated. I assume he was 4 years older than my mom. 4 or 5, give or take. I don't know. So, she met him, through my aunt. They lived across the street from each other. And she was like, that's the one. That's the one I'm going to spend my life with. And my dad was like, what up? You know how they talk. And so they just started dating. And they were high school, her high school sweetheart or whatever. And my dad told her that I'm not going to marry you until you get where you are. Because he was already where he was. And what else did I say? They end up getting married. Oh, my mom would love my dad when he had a kid. A whole kid with some other girl, some crazy girl. So it's a feeling, you know, she felt it and she knew it. It's a thing.
Okay.
It's a
Must be nice to have that.
Yeah, but but love is, right now, love is used. It's a fucking thought charger. It's a thought charger right now. It's used out. People don't love each other now. So,
or
they like each other a lot. They're lust a lot.
Okay.
It could be because people don't know how to love no more. That's true. Maybe it stopped getting caught. Because you have to learn how to love people. Because it is an emotion. Or a feeling, as you said before. But yeah, that's why you feel like, if you feel like that, it's probably because it's not taught anymore.
I mean, I don't have any, I wouldn't say I don't have any examples of love. I have examples of love in my family. It's not my mom and my dad, I can tell you that much.
Well, but,
my grandmother, I saw how much she loved my grandfather, even though I never met him. She always honored his memory. My aunt always honored her dead husband's memory. My other aunt and her husband, they always together.
Is it because he's dead, or you know, is it like,
where are the live examples?
No, but do you think you can learn to love, or does love come naturally? Because like, you can
Why
be with someone
naturally though.
But like, you can be you with have, somebody that you don't. You don't really like him, but you marry him, and you can be like, I learned to love him.
That's not different. That's not actually loving somebody. You stuck with that person.
But how would you teach? How would you teach love?
Then that brings to the topic: love at first sight. Is that real?
Heck, you know.
Because for love,
I mean,
no.
The way I was taught, the way I'm taught now, love is something that you have to work for. It's not just at first sight. But some people do get love at first sight and stay together.
I feel like it depends on the person.
Definitely. I don't think you can love somebody before you actually know them. So love at first sight.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
It's very weird. I don't think that's true. Because,
at first sight, you're lusting after the person instead of actually
honestly, you know nothing about them. They can be a serial killer. You're like, oh, I love him. Her.
But, like, you can want... I'm just going based off my family. Let me generalize it. Because I'm just like... No, like, but if you, like, see the person, you're like, dang, that's who I want to spend the rest of my life with.
But how would you know that based off one
just looking at them?
But if you, this probably sounds like stalker. If you, like, watch them interact with people.
No.
Like, that's not love. That's stalkery. That's stalkery.
No, just because
if not, like, just watch you, if, like, someone, you just sit down and you see him interacting with people.
You shouldn't know you love somebody because you're watching him interact with other people.
That's very creepy.
That's very creepy. This is not a drama, no.
No, it's not how that works.
Yeah. Please do not stalk the person you're attracted to, people.
That's creepy. Mm-hmm.
That's something that you could get arrested for and sent to prison.
Okay, so yes, what if it's a,
yes.
What if it's what if it's a friend?
No.
No.
Okay. No, wait, not stalking. No, not stalking. No, not stalking.
That's not love at first sight because you already know the person because they're your friend.
True.
You learned to love.
I think it would be more likely for somebody to end up like loving their friend than like a fucking stranger. Like, or
like, let me just love this stranger from a distance.
What if it's love at first sight for you, but not for the other person?
Then
it's one-sided love.
That's
a whole other topic.
So is love has to be mutual?
Yes.
What's
the point? What would you give?
There are so many people who be like, oh my God, but I love him. But the guy don't love him.
That's different because
when they're like, oh my God, I love him, they're like, oh my God, I love this person. Or, oh my God, I love Chris Brown. Oh my God,
you
I love Trey Songz.
No.
You've never met Trey Songz.
You've never met Chris Brown. Crazy baby mamas. But be like, but I love him.
No. But that's different.
Or side people.
Love is mutual because it's something that you guys create together. When people be like, oh, I love this person, and they don't give it back, that's not love. That's you being infatuated with somebody. That's you putting your feelings off for that other person because you want to. That's selfishness. Like, no.
Yes.
That's not love.
So, love is mutual.
These people are crazy.
You have to learn to love people. Yes, they are crazy. That's why they call them crazy bitches.
Oh, but he gonna love me. We gonna be together. He gonna break up with his mom.
And that's forcing their opinion on someone else.
Yeah. That's not,
he could love someone completely different.
Honestly.
And then she might love him complete, like, right back. Or he may be gay. One of the two.
My definition of love is that it's a feeling that is created by two people. So, it's not like me just creating images of my, like, creating this on my own. It's like, no, you're helping me create this. So, and then it manifests into, like...
So, if you got a friend, right? Not like a, like somebody you love, but like a friend. Like, oh my God. Like, a friend, like, oh, I love you, I love her. But she's not your best friend back.
But I
so, that's not love?
I think you can love somebody, like, you can, like, love someone that, without having emotion to it.
Mm-hmm.
You get it, like, you... Probably, okay, how do you explain this?
You got a strong like.
No, not even like, it's like.
Like, nowadays, love is a word that's been thrown around so many times.
You know what I mean? It's,
that it's a random definition for, love has so many definitions because it falls under so many categories. You love your friends, yes.
Yeah.
But it's not the same
it's
love
not intimate,
as.
Intimate like you love your significant other.
Mm-hmm. And it's not as intimate of you like loving your family. Love your family. You love your friends, and then you love your significant other. But there's three different sections of love.
Hell, you love your pets.
Oh, so.
I
love your pets.
Mm-hmm. I don't like my dog.
Okay.
No offense to Jax if you're listening.
But I was like, love can also be very general. Because, like, if you see, like, I told this stranger one time that I loved her because she helped me. She fed me. And I was like, oh my God, I love you. And, like, I just felt really, really happy at that moment because I really needed something. And she was like, here. I was like, thank you so much. I love you.
You know what I mean?
Probably creeped her out. But it probably did creep her out. But, like, she really helped me at that moment. And I was like, I love you. But it wasn't like, oh, I felt any type of way for her. No. It was just like, it's not like I hated her or liked her. So it's just a general use of the word because... I didn't know what other word to use.
Yes.
Like, yeah, I love you.
Like,
but
sometimes
not
there,
like, I want
you
want to
use words, like, different words other than love, but sometimes there's not word
you.
That's good for them. You can't go around. I strongly like you. Like, that don't even sound grateful.
Honestly.
Like, someone hands you something, I strongly like you. Thank you. That sounds like so much of, like, sarcasm. I strongly like you. Bitch, give my shit back.
Okay, so with this new generation, you think that they can fall in love?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, anyone.
I'm pretty sure anyone can fall in love.
Anyone can fall in love.
Will their love last? Because you can fall out of love, honestly.
That's another topic.
Okay, but that's... Yeah.
That's any generation, though. Okay. Any generation can fall out of love.
Yeah. Yeah.
There have been divorces throughout time and history. So anyone can fall out of love.
Boom! Another one. We're not all married, I'm assuming we're not married, right? So if a person was married, right, and their spouse cheated on them, and people was like, they never loved me in the first place.
That's spitting their hate and anger out.
Yeah.
At the moment,
because
if you truly, truly,
the person who
I hate saying this. But if you truly love them, you will try to find a way. Yeah. But I hate saying this because there have been couples, famous couples, who people who have cheated on them, but their love conquered it and they stayed together. But that technically is a poor example of love.
Mm-hmm. I'll talk about
because it. Other people will want to mimic their relationship. They're like, oh, he cheated on me. That's perfectly fine. Our love can conquer it. But mm-hmm. if he repeatedly does it and keep doing it over and over and over and over... That ain't love.
But the person who cheated, would he really love his spouse if he cheated?
I mean, there's, depending if it's continuous, no. But people are people. They're not always strongholds.
Yeah.
Sometimes they have breaking points.
Yes. But, the way temptation works is like, oh, let me forget about everything else because I'm focused on this.
For real.
Just because...
Like,
he did not love his spouse. He probably forgot about her at that moment. It was
like, compare it to when you're hungry and you really want this certain brand of food. You forget all the other options. You mm-hmm. want this specific brand. Hence, when we went to Cane's and all I want was Cane's. And Cane's were closed and I had to settle for IHOP.
Yeah,
no, I'm kidding.
So, I don't think, cheating... it's kind of difficult because, you know, whatever people cheat for, but I don't think that you not love someone. Like, because if you're with them and you just haven't tried.
If you cheated once, come out with it. Explain it. Talk through it. See if you actually still love this person. Because if you don't love this person and you're staying with them because of image or because your family doesn't believe in divorce or something like that, that's not good. Because... My mother, she married this guy, which his last name is my last name, Dallencourt. She still has his last name, and technically they're still married in the United States, but they don't live with each other. He's in a whole other state, don't know what this man looks like. But they're still married because his family doesn't believe in divorce. So in the U.S., in their eyes, they're still married, but they are completely separated and completely different. But that also brings into account that if you don't believe in marriage, you're just going to let your son be married to another woman and then let them run around with other people? Then that goes into morals, which can be a topic for another day. But,
not today.
Yeah.
So, to square back into love, do you think people still get married for love?
No, hell, heck no.
People get married for a lot of things.
So, there's some people who get married for love.
Very few.
Very few. Very, very tiny portion. There's some who marry for money, wealth, status.
To stay in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Like, back in the day, marriage used to be a way for you to make children. They married for families. You married to make a family. Nowadays, people marry for different reasons. They don't care about having a family or not. And that's the thing. If you can marry this person, not thinking of money, not thinking of status, not thinking of family, love, that's true love, in my opinion. If you can take out everything that this person has and you're still willing to marry them and be with them through sickness and in health, Those are the vows. Then that is true love.
So, do you think there's a difference between true love and love?
Yes.
What's the difference? What's the
difference? So, true love is how I just explained it. You're willing to stay with that person. You're willing to help that person through and through no matter what. Sickness and health, you with that person. Love is generalized. True love is not generalized. So, love, you can love pretty much anything. Like, I love my ice machine because it makes me ice.
No.
I got a good one. No, love. Like, you don't gotta be present for love.
Wait, what?
You don't gotta be present for love. Like, I can love you from afar. Like, you can love your family members.
You can love your family members. Or, as some of my friends, like they love Trey Songz. Or they love Chris Brown. They love Beyonce. Mm. You've never met these people, but you love them. But that's the thing. You're in love with the idea of them. You don't know them 100%.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. You know how...
So, love is technically what I'm trying to say, I guess, is love is technically kind of the idea of them. Yeah. To actually have true love, you need to know them and accept them for who they are.
Okay. So back to love at first sight. So, can love at first sight be loving the ideal of that person?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is love at first sight. First sight. You loving the idea of that person. You have no clue how this person acts or behaves. Just like you said, he could be a serial killer.
Honestly.
But you see him as a beautiful specimen that you just want to fall in love with. And then he leads you to a hotel and then, you know, chop, chop, murder, murder. Well, then you go, Chainsaw Massacre.
Wow. Okay. Mm. Well, I still don't really know. I don't really think I have a definition of love because, you know, we only stopped at Janae with the main question. Because she got your definition of love.
What's
your definition, Bianca?
Mine?
Go ahead, tell me.
Demons pressure. I would say my definition of love is... Shit, do I even have one?
Like, some people don't have.
I don't think
I have a set definition of love.
Some people don't think about it. They just
really don't.
They love who they love.
I mean,
And then love is so hard to define.
That's true.
Because it's so much emotion that it's not a still definition.
Oh my God. Okay, so I remember back in high school, we was talking about, like, one of my teachers was talking about, I think it was about love. But the point was, a lot of people was saying that it's, like, powerful or painful, it hurts and stuff like that. And I was like, wait, time out. Hold on. I don't think love should be painful.
Love, you're no longer living for just yourself. True love, you're no longer living for just yourself. You're living for yourself and this person. So if they struggle, you struggle too. You work with each other and try to help each other. So yes, there's going to be painful times.
Yeah, but I get that. And that goes with life. But when they say love is painful, that makes me think that, like, oh, me loving you is very painful. And, like, that means that that person is doing something to make my life
I don't think it's going to happen.
And I don't think that should happen because...
It's up and down. It's up and down because we're people. We fuck up. So it's going to be up and down. So you're going to continue... Even though they hurt, like you said, they struggling or they going through something that, like, somebody died or something like that. It's somebody you love. Like, they gonna be struggling, but you don't have no idea to help them, and it's gonna hurt you.
That's not your manifestation of love. That's something else interfering with y'all life. That's not love.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but still, love is all emotions. You can't just ignore the pain and the trial and the tribulations of love.
Okay.
You can't just ignore the one section and think of all happiness. Because if that's the case, then that's not true love. Because you're not loving the person through better or worse. You're just loving him when he's better. Okay. And then when he's at his worst, you just say goodbye.
Toss him aside.
So that's not actual true love.
I mean,
that's not love, period.
That's not the plan. I get that. Okay. That's conditional love. Oh.
But if, like, your spouse causes you pain.
Yeah, that's what I was... I get it now more than I'm older, but
like if your spouse causes you pain, that's why I say talk it out. You can't just let your emotions just bottle up together. Cause if you do, then that's not good for you.
But okay. But like, what if it's gonna be it's a bad topic to bring up? But like an abusive relationship. And I'm so sorry.
We will be back. Thank you for tuning in. Once again, this is my second podcast ever. My name is Makai.
I'm Tisha.
I'm Bianca.
And I'm Janae.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.